It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now to the Madison Mallards, the Summer Developmental League for College Baseball Players, part of the Northwoods League, 22 teams, including the Rapids Rafters, Eau Claire Express, Kenosha Kingfish in the mix. Nearly 200,000 Mallard fans turned out for games last season at the Duck Pond at Warner Park, and they have a new general manager in Samantha Rubin. Join in on Wisconsin Minor League Baseball, 800-642-1234. That's right, conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Sam Rubin, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So the Mallards finished the season at the bottom of the Great Lakes West Division. What is,
yes.
And you pause there with a slight laugh, what is your strategy for winning more games next season?
Yeah, you know, last year we really tried something different. We actually outsourced our recruiting. We've done in-house recruiting for years, since really the Mallards have started in 2001. And last year we just wanted to try something new. You know, we thought if it worked, it was going to work really well. And the concept was there. And unfortunately, the execution just wasn't. And so we brought everything back in-house this year. And myself and the team president and couple other people in the organization are really spearheading that search. And, you know, we're kind of going back to what we know works. So I think that's really the biggest thing.
Where do you go to scout? Where do you recruit from?
It's actually really cool. So we create relationships with a lot of the college coaches. We do try to get a pull from Madison and from Wisconsin as a whole. But we'll really just go to college coaches and ask them if they want to send some guys to the Mallards. And we have a great reputation and a great connection with a lot of these coaches. And so really getting people to send their best top one or two guys to us is pretty easy. And it's a great connection making, really, is what it comes down to.
Sam, what's behind that reputation? Why do you get these players? What is the pull to Madison?
I mean, Madison is just such a great city. And, you know, I'm not from the Midwest. I'm from the South, actually. And so I had never been to the Midwest at all before taking the role here. And Madison is just such a great spot to be. You have such a fun community to be around. And we have just such great local support from the Madison community. They back us. Like you mentioned, we've had over 200,000 fans this summer alone come through the doors. And we're really known for our experience. We're known for bringing 6,000 people to the Duck Pond and creating such a fun atmosphere. And, you know, the ballpark itself is half of it is all you can eat and drink. And so creating that atmosphere and playing under the lights with a big crowd like that is really what draws players to come play for us.
Yes, because you are leagues ahead of the other teams in the league in terms of fan attendance. You know, what is the secret sauce, Sam?
I don't know. It really just comes down to giving it back to the community. I think that's really what it comes down to, as well as, you know, really knowing the Madison area, knowing what they're looking for. We partner really closely with a ton of little leagues in the area and do a little league hat promotion. So we actually donate hats to a lot of the little leagues in the Dane County community, so that they don't have to go spend the money on the hats. And so we partner with little leagues, we work with businesses, and it's just understanding what people want. And I think we've kind of figured it out, and having people have a fun time. And there's always places to grow and improve year over year, and just giving people a fan experience and not so much focusing 100% on baseball, focusing on making sure the people in the stands are having a fun time as well.
I think that's interesting because it really flies in the face of how losing teams often go. I mean, it seems like your attendance and the feel and the vibe in this, you know, at the Duck Pond, it doesn't exactly translate when you see a team that is the lowest in with the win rate. So it seems you know, does winning actually even matter to bringing in fans?
Yeah, and I think that's really what it comes down to is, you know, to be honest, this was the worst record in Mallard's history since we started. And so it was a little bit interesting to us as well, is to see how much does that matter and how much do people care. And I think what we figured out is we have the entertainment side figured out. We have people having a good time and the fun in-game promotions and sometimes people forget they're even watching a ball game. And that's really what it comes down to is, yes, baseball on the field matters, of course. That's obviously what we're there for. But making sure that people are having a fun time, even if we aren't super great on the field.
Samantha Rubin with us, new GM of the Madison Mallards. Join in on Wisconsin Collegiate Minor League Baseball. Your vibe, your experience at these games, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show, and we'll continue this conversation ahead here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have the new general manager of the Madison Mallards with us, fourth GM in the history of the team that continues to top the Northwoods League in attendance records at the Duck Pond. The Northwoods League keeping score here. More than 280 league players have advanced to Major League Baseball. Join in on minor leagues in Wisconsin. Questions, experiences, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Mallard's GM, Sam Rubin, stays with us. Sam, let's talk about the athletes. They are unpaid. The NCAA now allows college athletes to receive payments for using the name, image, or likeness of them. And we saw how last year the Supreme Court ruled the league couldn't bar modest payments to athletes. Should these collegiate athletes be compensated?
Yeah, you know, I think that being in a summer development league is a little bit different than being a professional athlete. So yes, these guys are in college, and some of our athletes that we do sign do have some NIL deals that are done outside of us. But overall, the point of coming to the Northwoods League or any summer collegiate team as a whole is to develop your skills. And so I think that, you know, that is kind of a league decision, is if there is a future of paying some of these athletes. But I think at this point, I personally don't see it happening in the near future. But, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I think it would be a great thing to support these athletes in their endeavor to become a professional.
Yes, and this is controversial. For a long time, compensation for minor league players. And now we see that more than half of minor league baseball players have voted to unionize recently.
Yep.
And Major League Baseball this month officially recognized their union. What impact will that have on your sport and how it's run?
Yeah, you know, so because our guys are not professional, there is not, you know, there's not a union for them or anything like that. I think that minor league baseball players absolutely should be unionized. I think that what they're doing is kind of the future of the sport. And the way that Major League Baseball is set up with their minor league system is completely different than really any other sport. You don't really see a league system like that. And so I think that there's a lot of trial and error of what's happening. And I think that them kind of coming together and banding together is something that's great. But our guys are still in college. They're still, you know, 18 to 21, 22 years old. So you have a younger collegiate kid who, again, might have some NIL deals on the side or done through their schools or anything like that. But, you know, they're not professionals. They have not been drafted by the MLB. So we're completely separate from that. So it is an interesting take. Absolutely. And it's something that we're absolutely open to. It's just a matter of kind of what that future holds. It's really an ever-changing field to be in right now, with all the NIL deals coming through and really what's allowed and what's not, and working with compliance directors at universities. So it's a very changing place to be right now. So it's an interesting topic, and we've talked about it internally, but you know, we're still trying to navigate it ourselves.
And certainly, you know, from someone who sits in the stands, it's something that I think about as I look out on the field of talented players and watch their craft. It's something that certainly goes through my mind. I want to ask about you being the first woman general manager for your organization. What does being that mean to you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Madison is such a great place to be, and being the first female GM in Madison specifically, or really anywhere, is just such an exciting time. Being able to kind of be that that person that maybe a younger college female might look up and say, you know, I can't work in sports. And really seeing people in a role like this or all over the country. You know, we have the Marlins, who hired the very first female GM in all of the big four professional sports. So you have this big conversation and this big movement with not only front office staff, but professional athletes, women professional athletes as well. And it's really a big time to be a part of it. And so being someone that people can kind of look to and look up to and say, you know what, if I can do that too. And that's what I did when I was in college. I reached out to all the professionals, specifically women, that I could in the sports industry. And it worked. I mean, I connected, I networked, I did whatever I needed to do to make it kind of get to where I want to be in a role that I'm happy with. And being able to kind of be on the other side of that is something that is something I've always dreamed of. And it's something that is just so exciting to be able to kind of be that person for someone else.
Sam, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Samantha Rubin, general manager for the Madison Mallards collegiate minor league baseball team in the summer months. Up ahead, a UW-Madison scientist discusses how climate change is affecting extreme weather events. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.